Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller on April the 19th, 2022. The Invisible War of the Mind, Junk Food, Part 2 of 3. We all have blind spots because we don't stop to really think. We frequently make snap judgments. We fail to notice important details. And we all have more background biases than we realize, and we often jump to conclusions. The Bible talks about this in Romans 2, that we get trapped by what we call degrees of wrong, or it's different views. Are you this or that? It says, "Therefore, thou art inexcusable, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself." Did you know the optic nerve, which is the only nerve that goes directly to your brain, actually sends more impulses from your brain forward than from your eye backward? Which means your brain is telling you what you see. You are already preconditioned without offering any thought process on your own. That is why you can put four people at an accident and each of them will see something different. We must remind ourselves and teach ourselves not to believe everything we think or everything we think we see. How do we filter out what is wrong or ugly? GIGO. G-I-G-O. Garbage in, garbage out. It's still true. Proverbs 15 says, "A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash." Put that on the plaque above the TV, or think about that the next time you see a movie. I've been working on losing weight, and the nutritionist says there are three kinds of food. Brain food, that makes us smarter, kind of like Bible food. It helps make us more centered on godly wisdom, and helps us make wise decisions. What about junk food? It is food. In fact, it can be very tasty and enjoyable, but it isn't very good for you. It is food, but has what they call empty calories. How do we relate that spiritually and in taking every thought captive to Christ? The world is overloaded with junk thoughts, junk words, things that everybody does, the new norm of acceptability. Being neutral about God or how you allow him to influence your life. But what about profanity, sexual images, attitudes of entitlement? Well, it isn't hurting anyone else. Why not? But these go beyond junk food or simple calories. These go into the toxic intake, which are poisonous to eat and to feed our brains with. What will they do in shaping you as a godly person or your children? 1 Corinthians 6:12. You say, "I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything." Wait a minute, say that again. I must not become a slave to junk food or junk thinking. So some things are not necessarily wrong or terribly bad, but I mustn't become a slave to the intake of neutral food, neutral thinking. So how do we do that? The Bible says in Colossians 3:2, to set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, heavenly thoughts, not on things that are on the earth, which have only a temporal value. Not on junk food or that which is poisonous, but on brain food, thought food from God's word. He is saying you will eventually become a slave to the other thinking you have let in by tolerating it, by playing around the fringes of it. Psalm 101:3 says, "I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless." What we see is what goes into the computer center, our brain, and then into our heart. And as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man sees, so is he. and both of those influence who he will become as a person of God or not. Tomorrow is part 3 of controlling our thought life. Father, forgive me for my junk food, my junk thoughts. Forgive me for those worldly and empty things I've allowed to tarnish this humble vessel you have called to serve you. Help me walk away from reading the wrong things, dear Lord. Help me to read your word. Help me stand strong by speaking your scriptures in these areas of my life. I want to change, Lord. You promised to empower me, and I believe you will. I surrender all I am today to you and say yes to you about taking every thought captive. Have a Jesus-filled day.